time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're here at TicketReturn.com Field for Game 2 of the six-game set between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds lost the opening game of the series last night to Myrtle Beach. Final score was 7-5. Birds battled back to make it a two-run game, but it really wasn't that close throughout the course of that contest. Myrtle Beach had that one relatively locked up throughout the entire game. Shorebirds fell behind early, a three-run second inning for Myrtle Beach as they got to Shorebird starter Shane Davis. Shane thankfully settled in after that, actually turned in a quality start as well as he ended up throwing very well. Six innings, four runs, just three earned. But Shorebird's offense didn't get it going until late. They scored two in the sixth, cut it to a 3-2 game. Pelicans responded with a solo homer in the bottom of the inning to make it 4-2. Pelicans added on off of reliever Joel Benitez with three in the seventh to make it 7-2. Shorebirds got three runs with two outs in the top of the ninth to make things interesting. At the tying run to the plate, but Mishael Desson struck out to end the ball game, and that was that. So the Shorebirds now at 16-30 on the season, tied for their lowest point of the year again, 14 games under. Myrtle Beach, best record in the Carolina League at 33-13. Right now leading the Southern Division up by two games on the Charleston River Dogs. Shorebirds 10 games back themselves in the North, 10 back of the Carolina Mudcats. As we mentioned in our little game recap there, Shane Davis threw very well for the Shorebirds last night. He's been at the top of the rotation. Him and Juan de los Santos have really provided a nice anchor for the Shorebirds to work around so far this season, as far as getting just solid outing after solid outing from the two of those guys. And Shane yesterday turned in another good one, although it was his fifth loss of the season. He's got an ERA, a shade under four right now, and he's been pitching very well here in his second go-around with the Shorebirds. So I'll go ahead, stop yapping, and we'll air an interview with Shane Davis. I had a chance to catch up with him prior to today's game. So, Shane, take it away. He's our pregame guest on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds starting pitcher Shane Davis. Shane, you twirled a quality start last night, six innings, three earned runs. And it looked like at first things might have gotten out of hand in the second inning, but Prado was able to nail the run of the plate, get out of that frame. And then after that, you really settled in. What was the key to bouncing back from a second inning where it just kind of seemed like nothing was going your way there?
Yeah, I mean, even that second inning, the pitches weren't, like, bad. Only one ball was truly barreled. I was very thankful Prado threw him out of the plate so we could get in. I could just get a little break, settle back down. I knew I had the stuff yesterday that could beat him, but just some balls didn't go our way. So it's just settling back down and being able to know that I still have the pitches that can work through a third, fourth, fifth, sixth inning.
And you say, you knew that you had the stuff to beat them that day. When does that realization come about on a start day for you? Bullpen, mid-game, when does that kind of click?
Normally about right towards the end of the bullpen, I start feeling pretty good. And it's like, okay, I have at least two pitches that I can pretty much put wherever I want. And that was the fastball and the curveball yesterday. And then you start getting the feel for your other ones, especially if we go farther than like three, like if we go four or five, then we kind of have pick up a feel for a third one most of the time. So
what's the mindset then when you get towards the end of the bullpen and nothing's working?
Those are the days where you're just like, all right, just go out there and compete with what I have and hope you find it during the way. It's like we're all going to have those days, just like hitters. They're not going to be, they see the ball better on some days, and Sundays us pitchers just don't have the feel for our pitches, and those days like you're not as confident, but you have to kind of just like get through it, know that it's not the end of the world, but hopefully you find a pitch or two on the way through your outing.
And once you finally did get going in your outing yesterday, you ended up rolling your ankle a little bit coming off the mound. Thankfully, we were okay. You stayed in the game and then continued to pitch very well. What's kind of the initial diagnosis for yourself, not just on that specific injury, but anytime you're out on the mound, something, you know, fluky injury-wise happens, and you try to decide, okay, you know, let's take stock of where I feel physically right now. Can I continue in this game?
Yeah, it's always a risk-reward thing is, do you want to push through it? Can you push through it? You really don't have to know how you deal with pain. Everyone's different. For me, it was last night. I've never had my ankle roll to where it actually put me on the ground. That's how I knew it was, like, wasn't just something, like, small. But after I got up and our trainer Julio came out and I was, like, moving around and I felt good and threw my first warm-up pitch and didn't feel great. Threw the second one and felt good, but I was like, all right. I told him, I was like, I'm at least going to finish this inning because I didn't want to throw another guy out there with not even throwing a baseball today. So I was like, all right, I'll at least give you this inning. I was like, get somebody up just in case. And then came back in. I got two quick outs, and we wrapped it up quick, and I was like, all right, I'm going out back out. So
how much of the equation is it then that you did get those two quick outs? They all of a sudden you're like, okay, it looks like I can literally stand on my own two feet here.
Well, it really helped when the guy that comes up right after he watches you on the ground, tries to bunt on you. It definitely fired me up a little bit and got me a little upset. So that definitely helped me get through that inning and wanting to keep going back out there and putting up some zeros. So.
And one thing we talked about right before this interview, and you bringing up Preciado trying to bunt on you and that getting the emotional juices flowing a little bit, is in addition with the injury type of thing, as you mature, you change as a pitcher, just as far as how you react to injuries, what you want to push through, and then how you react to things that happen at the plate, be it batted ball stuff or little mind games like that. How has the Shane Davis this year changed from the one who started his pro career last year or even the one that started his college career 3 years ago?
Yeah, there's always that maturity level as you get a little older. You know, more and more things aren't going to go your way. You're going to have some errors behind you. You're going to make a pitch that you don't want it, like throwing something right down the middle, it gets hit far. But it's always, you have another pitch. You're going to have another outing most of the time. So it's always like, just don't let it show. Sometimes it's going to show, but we try our best to not let it show. And that's just like, getting older and having more innings under my belt is just the maturity level, making sure like these guys know even though they made a mistake, they still belong here and they can make a diving play the next time out. So we just have to trust them, and then like I said, they're gonna make errors, we're gonna miss spots, and that's just the game of baseball.
Well, Shane, congrats on the good outing last night, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you ready for game 2 of 6 between the Shorebirds and Pelicans. Pelicans taking the field, so let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups real quick. First, the Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off, then Elio Prado, Michael Deson, Trendon Gregg, Noelbert Romero, Moises Ramirez, Roberto Martinez, Aaronson Plasencia, and Michael Montecone back on the roster with Carter Baumler getting the start for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They're Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Ezekiel Pagan, Juan Mora, James Triantos, Kevin Alcantara, Kevin Made, P.J. Murray, Jacob Wetzel, Felix Stevens, Ethan Hearn, and Tyler Schlafer is the starter on the mound for Myrtle Beach. Pelicans have taken the field, so let's go ahead, step aside one more time for the National Anthem, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest Play Ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here.
Caldera bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to TicketReturn.com Field. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds going toe-to-toe with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the best team in the Carolina League, for the second straight night. Shorebirds now at 16-30 on the season. Myrtle Beach, a league best 33-13 here on Wednesday night. It's a beautiful night for baseball, and Tyler Schlafer is the one who starts on the mound for the Pelicans. Right-handed pitcher, he's 0-3 with a 5.17 ERA. And this is the defense that starts out behind him for tonight's contest. It's Ezekiel Pagan in left, Kevin Alcantara in center, Jacob Wetzel in right. James Triantos is at third, Kevin Made at shortstop, Juan Mora at second base, Felix Stevens at first, Ethan Hearn does the catching. Malcolm Quintero was a late scratch, so Quintero out, Ethan Hearn in, who started last night behind the plate as well for Myrtle Beach. Shorebirds, top of the order, Luis Valdez, Elio Prado, Michel Desone to hit against Schlafer here in the first. 6-foot, 180-pound right-handed pitcher, Schlafer just turned 21 years old back on the 24th of May. Ninth round pick, the Cubs, out of an Illinois high school, was a Cubs fan growing up. 31 in the third innings thus far. He's struck out 31, walked 19. Given up 24 hits, 21 runs, 18 earned. And this is his second outing of the season against Delmarva. Schlafer pitched against the Shorebirds back in Salisbury. Went three innings. Shorebirds were unable to get the win against him, though. Luis Valdez strides the plate to lead it off. It is a gorgeous night for baseball again. Right now, 86 degrees right before first pitch. Not a cloud in the sky, nothing but blue up there. Same color as actually the Pelicans' undershirts tonight. They're rocking the sleeveless vests again. White vests, Pelicans in blue across the front. Same for the blue sleeves, blue hats. Shorebirds in the alternate black here in this one. Schlafer the wind, his first pitch of the game. Valdez swings and chops it foul into the Shorebirds' dugout third base side. And we're underway a minute early at 7:04. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left as the third baseman Trianto is in on the grass at third. The pitch, he swings and dribbles in on a couple of hops to first. First baseman Stevens grabs it and goes to the bag to retire Valdez on two pitches to begin the game.
Now batting the left fielder, number two, Elio Prado.
One out, nobody on for Elio Prado. It was Prado and Romero and Noel, but Romero's show last night, they combined for four of the seven hits that the Shorebirds had. Prado, right-handed batter, slayed for the righty into his wind, and his fastball is down the middle for strike one. Schlaefer sitting 94 here to begin this one. Works on the first base side of the rubber, turns into his wind, the 0-1. Breaking ball way outside, it's 1-1. Three-pitch mix for Schlaefer, fastball, curveball, changeup. Mentioned that outing against Delmarva, that was back on the 20th. He went four innings, allowed just a run on a hit. Prado swings and dribbles it softly on the ground to third. Triantos charges. Third baseman tries with the bare hand and whiffs on it. So an infield single for Prado. And he's the first base runner of the game. Not hit hard, but everything going Prado's way here at the start of his stint with the Shorebirds. Now 9-for-25. All nine hits have been singles. Brings up Michael Deson. Man at first, one out. Shorebirds nearly scored in the first inning of yesterday's game. It was Deson at the plate. He hit a grounder out to second. Valdez from third tried to score. He was cut down at the plate in a rundown. Schlaefer from the stretch, his first pitch. Fastball runs inside for ball one. Scoreless game, top of the first. Game two of this six-game series. Shorebirds dropped the opener. We're looking for back-to-back wins on the road for the first or third time this season. 1-0 misses up high for ball two. Last time the Shorebirds had won back-to-back games was the series at Columbia at the start of May, so the Shorebirds went the entire month with just back-to-back wins once on the road. 2-0 is a breaking ball down the middle, counts 2-1. Deson hitting .234, .586 OPS. No homers, 9 driven in. Has Prado at first, 1 out. Schlaefer the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at Deson's eyes, he chased it. And the count's 2-2. Two and two on Deson. Schlaefer high leg kick. The pitch. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Outside corner. Deson can't pull the trigger. 84 from Schlaefer there on the black. Rings up Deson and there's two outs here in the first. Brings up Trenton Craig. Trenton DHing tonight after playing the field last night and left. Right-handed batter. The first pitch takes it down and in off the catcher Hearn. Ball one. Isaac Bologna getting the night off here in this one, as he actually never got a day off last week. So a much needed day of rest for Bologna tonight. 1-0. This is up and in. Thought that was ball two. Right now they have 1-1 on the count. It must have been that first pitch nicked off of Craig's bat on the way by, got him off the knob, and then the catcher. The count even at one, man at first, two outs, top of the first. Schlaefer a move to the bag, and Prado back in safely ahead of the throw. Craig hitting .164, .606 OPS. 20th round pick of the O's last year out of Lewisburg Junior College. Pitch home. Fastball misses outside, 2-1. And Albert Romero on deck, we get that far in the inning. Romero getting his first start of the season at short. Prado at first, outfield straight away, infield straight up, the pitch. Craig serves it out of play, right field side, and the count's even at two. Shadows pulling the same stunt from last night as the evening actually progresses. The mound will move into a little bit of sunshine thanks to how the bleachers were built here. More precisely, the roof. 2-2. Craig swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. Down on strikes. Schlaefer back-to-back strikeouts to end the first. And he strands Prado at first base to end the inning. On to the bottom of the first, it's Delmarva nothing. Myrtle Beach coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for. Twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And had so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first here from Myrtle Beach. It's the Shorebirds nothing, and Pelicans getting their first look at Carter Baumler here tonight. Shorebirds strand a man at first in the top of the inning. So Baumler comes to work with no score right now. Carter making his second appearance of his professional career. Made his debut last Wednesday against Charleston through three scoreless innings. He is on the mound, and this is the defense that backs him up here to start this one. It's Elio Prado in left, Luis Valdez in center, Mishael DeSone in right, Aronson Placencia at third, Noelbert Romero at short, Roberto Martinez at second, and Moises Ramirez at first. First pitch to Ezequiel Pagan is swung on and fouled back out of play for strike one. Mishael Montecone does the catching, was added back to the Shorebirds roster earlier today as he traveled up and down the East Coast, first to Bowie, then to Aberdeen, and then back home with the Shorebirds. Behind the plate tonight, Baumler's 0-1. Pagan shows bunt, takes a called strike on the outside corner with a fastball. It's quickly 0-2. Baumler, 6'2", 195 pounds, 20 years old. Fifth-round pick out of high school back in 2020. 0-2. Pagan swings and pops it out of play, third base side. And the count stays at 0-2. Baumler in his pro debut was as sharp as he could have hoped for a young pitcher coming off of Tommy John surgery. Three shutout innings, 0-2. Pagan swings and misses, and Baumler starts off his night with a strikeout. Sits down. Pagan didn't have to go to anything but the fastball there. And there's one away here in the bottom of the first. Baumler struck out five against Charleston, allowed just a hit and a walk. And it's off to a good start here tonight. Here's Juan Moore, right-handed batter. Slightly open stance. Baumler's first pitch. He shows bunt, draws it back, and it misses just outside for ball one. Juan Gomez calling balls and strikes. Chris Janke in the field. Moore got last night off, so it's the first we've seen of him this week. 1-0, shows bunt again, takes a fastball up and in. It's 2-0. Baumler fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. He said primarily his bread and butter, fastball, curveball. And he's been nothing but heaters to start this one out. Into his windup, the 2-0. Mora takes, fastball down the middle, 2-1. Mora playing in his 25th game, hitting 270, 808 OPS. 5'9", 175 from the right side. Good squat in his stance, the 2-1. Slider just down and in. Baumler can't get the call, it's 3-1. No score, bomb of the first, game two of this six-game set. Carter Baumler trying to match a zero that Tyler Schlaefer put up in the top of the inning. Baumler peers in over his black mitt. The windup, the pitch, and Mora chops it fair down the third base line by the stab of Placencia. He'll head towards the wall, cut off by the left fielder Prado. Gets to it quickly, fires it into second, but Mora into second with a stand-up double here with one out in the first. A little bit of a different defensive alignment tonight for the Shorebirds. Placencia getting his first start of the year at third. Was playing off the line, had to go to the backhand. Little slide there, couldn't pick it. Romero playing shortstop. He said for the first time since spring training, he said he played a couple of days there. He's more naturally a second baseman and third baseman. Man in second, one out. Here's James Triantos. Third baseman for the Pelicans. Baumler from the belt. Fires home. And Trianto swings and hits it high in the air to right. Chases DeSone back a couple of steps, gets under it, makes the catch. More attacking from second, heading for third. Here's the throw, not in time. Dante Placencia on a hop, but off the bag. And Mora able to advance 90 feet. Triantos retired. There's two away here in the first. Now Kevin Alcantara. Alcantara, the star of the show last night. 2 for 3, a triple, a homer, 2 driven in. Has a man at third, 2 outs. Scoreless game, bottom of the first. Shorebirds in their alternate black here on a sweltering hot night. It's dropping down to 84, but it was 90 during the afternoon. Baumler hands together at the belt. High leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball just inside for ball one. Alcantara now with 6 homers in the season, 34 driven in. Hitting 273, 849 OPS. Mora at third, not being held on. Infield straight up. Outfield shades Alcantara the other way, the pitch. Off speed, down and away, it's 2-0, and Baumler being very careful with Alcantara. Kevin Mahde, the shortstop, on deck. Alcantara, an imposing figure, 6'6 from the right side, still very slim, weighs in at under 200. The pitch, challenged him with a fastball and got it on the outside black, 2-1. Alcantara acquired by the Cubs in the trade that sent Anthony Rizzo to the Yankees last year at the deadline. Open stance, hands held high. Baumler stretches. Now throws. Slider down and away. Alcantara won't chase it. 3-1. Scoreless for now. Bomb of the first. Runner at third. 2 outs. 3-1 on Alcantara. Baumler crossfire set. Here it comes. And Alcantara takes just outside. Montecone tried to frame it onto the outside edge. Baumler can't get the call. That puts runners at the corners with 2 outs now for Kevin Mahde. Mahde had a multi-hit game himself, like Alcantara last night. 2 for 4, a double. Now hitting 318, 832 OPS. Right-handed batter, 19 years old. Outfield, step or two the other way. Infield straight up. Ramirez holds on Alcantara at first. Baumler, high leg kick, the pitch. And Mahde swings and misses late on the fastball. 93 for strike one. That's pretty consistent there from Baumler from his first outing. It's mostly sitting 92, 93. Back in his high school days before Tommy John, he was rushing it up 96, 97 at times. Haven't seen that quite yet. 0-1, Alcantara runs, pitch misses high. Montecone throws to second, here's the tag, not in time. Throw was just a little high to the first base side. And that cost Montecone. Martinez had to reach to grab it. And Alcantara, who went with a headlong dive, made use of his long limbs, got to the base in time. His 6th stolen base of the season. Pitch was high, so the count 1-1 on Mahde. Here it comes. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. Mahde's driven in 10, 2 homers. And it's second and third, 2 outs, bomb of the first. Baumler, deep breath, hands together at the belt, the pitch. And Mahde takes up and away for ball three. B.J. Murray, the DH on deck, if we get that far in the inning. Down the hill, the 3-1. Mahde takes, down and away, ball four. Baumler misses the zone with the fastball. Back-to-back walks, now load the bases with 2 outs for B.J. Murray. Baumler now at 20 pitches here in the frame, 11 balls, 9 strikes. Thankfully, the one pitch out of Triantos has held his pitch count in check here in the frame. Bases are loaded, 2 outs. B.J. Murray, the batter, stands in from the left side. First pitch. Fastball gets the call. Bell tie. Center cut. Strike one. Murray was 2 for 4 last night with a run driven in. Left-handed batter, 3 homers, 23 driven in. Base is juiced, 2 outs in the first, scoreless for now, the pitch. Breaking ball floats in down the middle, it's 0-2. So a double and 2 walks load the bases, and now Baumler on the verge of getting out of it. 2 strikes on Murray. Baumler cranks and fires. And Murray takes way high, fastball not even close. 94 there from Baumler, 1-2. Murray hitting 306 on the season, 915 OPS. 3 homers, 23 driven in. Open stance from the left side, hands held low. The 1-2, he takes just a little bit low. Fastball looked like it had the knees. Froze Murray, was looking for the breaking ball. Baumler doesn't get the call, though, and the count's even at 2. Base is chock full of Pelicans, 2 outs, bottom 1. Scoreless game for now. 2-2. Breaking ball outside, and the count's full. Gutsy pitch, 2-2. And we've seen Baumler here in his early days be willing to go off speed on a full count. Does he dare do it here and risk a third straight walk? Runners will be off on the pitch. 2 outs, bases loaded, bottom 1. Scoreless game, the 3-2. It's a called strike 3. He went with the breaking ball, and he freezes Murray with a hammer. Baumler leaves him loaded in the first, and now on to the second. Scoreless after 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Shorebirds and Pelicans scoreless after an inning of play here from Myrtle Beach. Noel Bert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds in the second. As Tyler Schlaver allowed an infield single in the first, struck out 2. 5-6-7 for the Birds. Noel Bert leads it off. Schlaver the windup first pitch. Romero a big cut, comes up empty. Fastball up and out of the zone for strike 1. Romero 3 homers, 13 driven in, now hitting 256. Late for the wind from the first base side, fires home, and it's a fastball on the outside black, 0-2. Romero now a 723 OPS. He's hit in 8 straight, 11 for his last 32. 0-2. Breaking ball down and away. Romero lays off, and the count's a ball and 2 strikes. Schlafer's 1-2. Fastball up and out of the zone. Romero thought about it but able to hold off. Counts even at 2-2. Schlaver, tan glove, very light tan. Turns and fires, and Romero reaches for it and punches it in the air to shallow center. Second baseman Mora back gets under it and puts it away for the first out here in the second. Emergency hack there by Romero. Didn't get a whole lot behind that swing. Voigt striking out, but pops out to second for the first out here in the second. So 1 out, nobody on for Moises Ramirez. First pitch home. This is down and away for ball 1. Ramirez was 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Now hitting 143 in 29 games. Right on right matchup, the pitch. It's on the outside corner. counts even at one. Ramirez thought it was off the edge with a changeup. Schlaefer working quickly, the 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed, running high and in. And Ramirez can't connect, 94 there from Schlaefer. Pretty good difference from the changeup to the fastball. 1-2. Swing and a miss, fastball again. Ramirez looking down and away, instead got 95 in his eyes. Third strikeout of the game already for Schlaefer. And he's basically picked up right where he left off against the Shorebirds from his last outing in April. Gave up just one run over four innings, struck out six. Six strikeouts for a season high. Now Roberto Martinez stands in from the left side and takes down and in for ball one. Switch hitter, two outs, nobody on. It's scoreless here on the top of the second. Second game for Martinez with the Shorebirds. The pitch swings and fouls it back, 1-1. Went 2-for-5 back on Sunday with his first career homer, a two-run shot as part of that eight-run third inning. Ended up driving in three. 1-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it over on the ground to the first baseman, Stevens, to his right. Fields in the backhand, flips to Schlaefer, covering at first to retire Martinez. As Tyler Schlaefer authors a 1-2-3 second. On to the bottom of the second. Scoreless here from Myrtle Beach, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On the second from Myrtle Beach, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds and Myrtle Beach Pelicans scoreless after an inning and a half of play. Pelicans left the bases loaded in the first. 7-9 due up. Jacob Wetzel, Felix Stevens, Ethan Hearn. Wetzel from the left side chokes up on his bat to kick off the inning. Carter Baumler into his wine. The first pitch, Wetzel bumps it down the third baseline. Monte Cohn out from behind the plate, grabs it, throws it by first base, but backed up by the right fielder DeSone as he gets to it and holds Wetzel to just a single. A perfectly dropped bunt by Wetzel deadened it down the third baseline. It somehow stayed there on the dirt. Didn't roll foul. Monte Cohn tried his best. Threw wild, though. Leadoff single for Wetzel. That brings up Felix Stevens. Stevens, big right-handed batter. 6'4", 225. Looks even bigger than that at the plate. Open stance. Baumler's pitch. Breaking ball drops in the knees for strike one. Stevens out of La Habana, Cuba. Actually the same place as Michel Monte Cohn. Four homers, 11 driven in, hitting just 174, though. 753 OPS. Middle infield pinches the bag for two. Outfield straight away. Baumler high leg kick, the pitch. And Stevens tries to check his swing, but fouls it back. Drops the bat immediately as the fastball came running up and in. Got him off the handle. And the count's 0-2. Stevens taking his time and finally comes back to the plate. I don't think I got him in the hand, but he's flexing out his right hand as if I got him on the knuckle. is back in the box. Pomler a look over at first. The mound now in sunshine. 0-2. Stevens swings and skies it. Foul ground first base side. That'll drift out of play. Hang time about 12 seconds. And it's crashing back down to earth. Still 0-2. Like we said, the mound will come in and out of the sunshine thanks to the shadows and the configuration of the terrace overhead the ballpark here. For the moment, sun on and again. 0-2, runner goes from first. Stevens hits it back to the mound. Bombler fields, throws to second. Out there, throw back to first in time. That's a 1-4-3 double play. And barely. Heads up play by Carter Bombler, fielding it on the mound. Had just enough time to throw to second to get Wetzel, who was off on the pitch. And Martinez at second did a good job dodging the runner, firing a throw off to first. Birds complete the twin killing. Base is empty, two outs, and that brings up Ethan Hearn. Left-handed batter, first pitch. He swings and hits it in the air to deep left center field. Outfielder's on the run towards the gap. Prado looks up. Left fielder watches it one hop off the wall. Fires it back in, and Hearn into second with a double. Well, get me over fastball there from Baumler. Didn't fool Hearn. So that double play even more important now. Lineup flips the top and Ezekiel Pagan. For Hearn, that's his fifth double of the season. Pagan struck out swinging his first time up. Left-handed batter, open stance. And at second, 2 outs, Baum with the second. Baumler's pitch. Misses down and away with a changeup for ball one. Pagan high, Carolina blue socks matching the undershirt and his wrist tape. The only problem is his batting gloves are wildly out of sync. 1-0. Fastball's down and in for ball two. It's not just that as far as the color wheel goes, it doesn't work. He's got Orioles orange batting gloves, which is one thing when you're a Cubs affiliate, but another when you're also a Cubs affiliate playing the Orioles affiliate. Wonder if he scalped them from somebody on the Birds. 2-0. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. 2-1. A lot of players are known to trade gear amongst each other. Batting gloves usually aren't it, though, because of the fact that they line up with your team's colors. Creed Willems actually traded bats with Willie Vasquez of Charleston during last series. Apparently they liked the models that the other one was swinging. Man at second, 2 outs, the 2-1. Pagan takes a breaking ball in the dirt, it's 3-1. Scoreless for the moment, Baum with second. Baumler's been forced into quite a few strenuous pitches here in the early going. Stranded the bases loaded in the first. Leadoff man was on here in the second. Double play, then double. Now 3-1 on Pagan. Pitch home. He swings and chops it foul down the first base side. And the count's full. Baumler ticketed for somewhere between 45 and 55-ish pitches again. He's right now at 37 through an inning and two-thirds. Ready at the belt. Holds, now fires. And it's a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down. Pagan comes up empty. Cuts through it. Baumler with his third strikeout of the game. Strands Hearn out at second. And on to the third now. Scoreless after two here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the third from Myrtle Beach. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the Pelicans nothing. Sam Chelnick with you here for game two of the six-game set. Shorebirds coming in at 16-30. Second worst record in the Carolina League. Myrtle Beach 33-13, the best in the league. Aaronson Placencia leads it off for Delmarva. Tyler Schlafer's first pitch to him misses outside for ball one. Schlafer threw his first two, has struck out three, allowing just a hit. That was an infield single to Prado. 1-0 to Placencia. He swings and misses. Counts even at 1. 8-9-1 due up for the Birds. Placencia, Monte Cohen, and Valdez. Placencia playing third base for the first time tonight. Four for his first 15 with the Shorebirds. Square stands from the right side. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it off his foot in the box. Counts 1 and 2. Schlafer's had everything working so far tonight. His fastball up to 95. Good breaking ball. 1-2 on Placencia. Schlafer the wind. Here's the pitch. And Placencia swats it in the air deep down the right field line. Slicing towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Just on the wrong side of the chalk down the right field line. Placencia put a charge into it. And the bat boy, I don't think, knows that it was a foul ball. He takes his bat all the way back into the dugout. And now Placencia hollers at him to bring his bat back. And Albert Romero grabs it for him, hands it to the on-deck hitter, Monte Cohn, who completes the line by handing it to Placencia. It's a ball and two strikes, leading off the top of the third, scoreless game. Schlafer turns, here's his pitch. And Placencia takes a breaking ball that didn't break, hung up high, counts even at 2. Last time out for Schlafer, he gave up 2 runs over 4 innings against Augusta on the 26th a week ago. 2-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike 3. Pops the mitt, paints the edge. Schlafer rings up Placencia, his 4th strikeout of the game, 93 there. And there's one out here in the 3rd. Now Michel Monte Cohn. Monte Cohn back for the Shorebirds for the first time in over a week. He swings at the first pitch he sees, dribbles up the middle softly. To his left, the shortstop Made Fields throws to first and retires Monte Cohn. There's quickly 2 away here in the 3rd. Back to the top of the order and Luis Valdez. He grounded out to first on the game's 2nd pitch. Shorebirds have not really made Schlafer work all too hard to this point. Through 2 2/3, he's actually thrown fewer pitches than Baumler through 2. Schlafer right now at 34. 23 strikes, 9 balls. First pitch. Valdez takes it down low for ball 1, or actually my math, absolutely abysmal there. 11 balls. Good grief. 1-0 on Valdez, the pitch. Takes another change up down low, it's 2-0. Luis has had a very fruitful road trip. It's been a strange one as far as how he's put it together. Pitch home. He swings and it lines it out to deep right, but Wetzel a read on it, back a few steps, puts it away for the final out here in the 3rd. Birds go down 1-2-3, and Tyler Schlafer has retired 8 in a row. On to the bottom of the 3rd, it's Delmarva nothing, Myrtle Beach nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans.
You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, still no score between the Delmarva Shorebirds and Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Sam Jelinek here with you, here from a hot and muggy TicketReturn.com field in Myrtle Beach. Not a cloud in the sky. And the sun beating down on us here, mid-80s, as we approach 8 o'clock. First pitch to Juan Mora to kick off the third is bunted foul down the third baseline. Just the wrong side of the line. Strike one. Pelicans have already bunted for one base hit. Now it's Jacob Wetzel to lead off the second. So evidently they want to test Plasencia at third and Baumler on the mounds. As far as their defensive acumen, Mora actually doubled his first time up, but Chopper down the third base line. Pelicans have had a number of base runners. Three hits, two walks, but nothing to show for it. Baumler has pitched in and out of danger. Stranded, the base is loaded back in the first. It's 0-1 home. Mora swings and pops it up back behind home. Get over our heads and out of play for strike two. So 0-2 on Mora, right-handed batter, kicking off the bottom of the third. Second man in the order, 2, 3, and 4 due up in the frame. The pitch, he swings and barrels one up to center field, chasing Valdez, the center fielder, towards the right center gap. Gets under it and puts it away for the first out here in the third. So one out, nobody on, and James Triantos comes to play. Triantos flat out to right on the first pitch that he saw back in the first. So really big out in retrospect. Baumler's first pitch to him. Takes a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. As Baumler went on to walk the next two batters, had to strike out B.J. Murray on a 3-2 pitch to leave him loaded in the first. The one pitch out really saved Carter from potentially not being able to get out of the first due to his pitch count. Pitch home, and Triantos off the end of the bat skies it into left center field. Center fielder Valdez races over, camps under it, and puts it away for the second out here in the third. So two out, nobody on, and Kevin Alcantara, the batter, who walked and stole the bases first time up. Scoreless game, Shorebirds and Pelicans. Alcantara, right-handed batter. Baumler, the windup, here's the pitch. Fastball at the knees, outside corner for strike one. Shadows have now basically completely overtaken the field, just a couple of slivers of sunshine in the outfield. Still as hot and muggy as can be, though, no wind. 0-1. Alcantara chops it foul down the third baseline. It's 0-2. No wind to provide any respite. Just got to wait for the sun to set here in about another hour. It's 0-2 on Alcantara. Takes up the whole width of the box. Wide stance, 0-2. Takes a fastball way high. Hard to miss high on Alcantara at 6-6. Counts 1-2. Alcantara smashed a solo homer, sixth inning last night off of Shane Davis. And Shane won pretty readily easy to admit that that was an absolute nuke. 1-2. Alcantara swings and misses, tried to hold back on a breaking ball in the dirt, but went through with it. Monte Cohen blocks it, picks it up, throws to first to complete the strikeout. And Carter Baumler with a 1-2-3 third, presumably caps off his night on high note. Fires three more scoreless innings, is up to six on the season. And on to the fourth. Shorebirds and Pelicans scoreless here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's still scoreless between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds sending 2-3-4 to the plate here in the fourth. Elio Prado leads it off against Tyler Schlaefer. First pitch from Schlaefer to Prado is an off-speed pitch at the knees for a called strike. A little changeup finds the zone. Schlaefer's retired now 8 in a row. Last man to reach was Prado off of him. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. It's 0-2. Prado an infield single back in the first. Only base runner tonight for Delmarva. Schlaefer struck out 4. 0-2 pitch. And Prado sprays it out of play right field side. It's 0-2. Schlaefer, first base side of the rubber, hands together in his tan mitt, the pitch. And Prado swings and misses, down on strikes, chased low and out of the zone. Schlaefer with 5 strikeouts in the game, and there's one away here in the fourth. He's now set down 9 in a row. Here's Mishael Desone, one out, nobody on. Schlaefer's pitch. Desone fouls it out of play, right side for strike one. Dan Fetterman now warming up pretty aggressively out in the bullpen leads me to believe that Carter Baumler is done after 3 again. 0-1. Desone takes a fastball up and out of the zone, 1-1. So Baumler now with 6 straight scoreless innings to begin his professional career. Not too shabby. 1-1. Breaking ball way outside, 2-1. Baumler finishes up, gives up 3 hits, 2 walks, strikes out 4. Doesn't concede a run. 2-1 pitch. Desone off the hands, fouls it back, got a pitch to hit there. It's a little late, 2-2. Not too many times tonight Schlaefer's left anything over the heart of the plate or been behind in the count. He's been absolutely on point. Right-hander into his windup, deals home, and Desone takes high, was tempted by the fastball. Leaves it up there, though, and the count's now full. Desone was 0-4 last night, drew a walk, 3-2. Desone rockets it to third by the stab at Triantos and on into left field, a base hit. Pagan cuts it off before the wall, fires it in, and Desone holds at first with a line drive single to left. Snaps the string of 9 in a row retired by Schlaefer, and he did it with a loud single to left. That thing was blistered. Here's Trenton Craig, the cleanup man. Desone at first, 1 out. Schlaefer to the stretch for the first time since the first. First pitch home. Craig swings and misses through a fastball up and out of the zone for strike one. Scoreless game, top of the fourth. Shorebirds and Pelicans game two of their series. Last night ended 7-5 Pelicans. The pitch. Craig swings and misses again. Same pitch, same result. It's 0-2. Craig was 1-for-3 with a walk. Scored a run. Middle infield at double play depth. One out in the fourth. Deson at first. Schlaefer sent. Down the hill, the pitch. And he misses down and away for ball one. Craig, two-tone bat. White, brown on the barrel. Black on the handle, the pitch. It's outside again, and the count's even at two. Outfield shades Craig the other way. Hit his first Delmarva homer to right. Back on Saturday at Charleston, a three-run shot.
I do work for the Orioles.
Yeah. 2-2 pitch. Craig swings and misses out in front of a changeup. Schlaefer sits him down, and there's two away here in the fourth. Deson still at first. That brings up Noelbert Romero, looking to continue his eight-game hit streak. Long as the Shorebirds have had on the season was 9 by Daryl Hernandez. Nobody has reached double digits yet. First pitch. Romero takes an off-speed pitch down and away for ball one. No score, top of the fourth. Deson at first. 1-0 count on Romero, right-handed batter. Third baseman Triantos in on the grass at third. Outfield shades the other way, the pitch, and Romero swings and blasts one high out to left. Pagan onto the warning track has room to put it away and end the frame. Romero puts a charge into one. It stays in the yard, and Tyler Schlaefer with another scoreless inning. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Myrtle Beach nothing and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth, still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Pelicans, and we have a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Shorebirds tap Daniel Fetterman to come on and relieve Carter Baumler, who goes his scheduled three innings. Doesn't allow a run, three hits, two walks, four strikeouts, now up to six scoreless innings. Start his professional career. Fetterman replaces him, and his first pitch to Kevin Mahde is chopped in the ground towards the hole that short. Romero gobbles it up. Shortstop fires across the diamond to retire Mahde, his counterpart at short, for the first out here in the fourth. So a nice start for Fetterman, who is, after his last outing, working on a string of now 11 in a row retiring. He took the loss against Charleston back on the 26th. So he allowed four runs in a catastrophic second inning. But after that, settled in, and he was brilliant. First pitch to B.J. Murray. It's down the middle for strike one. He retired the final 10 that he faced in the game, and now retires Mahde to kick off his night a couple of nights later. It's 11 in a row. 0-1. Changeup misses outside, 1-1. Fetterman 0-5 on the season, 7 even ERA. 6'1", 205-pound right-handed pitcher. 23 years old out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. Went to college at Miami. Winds up in the 1-1. Misses down and in, and that actually clipped Murray on the way by. So Fetterman's string of 11 in a row retired ends by his own hands. Hits Murray, and there's a man aboard with one out here in the fourth. Fetterman on the season has struck out 37 in 36 innings. 11 walks, 48 hits, 28 runs all earned. Here's Jacob Wetzel. He bunted for a base hit his first time up. Third baseman Placencia still plays back, though. First pitch, Wetzel swings and drills it out to center. Valdez racing back, gets a beat on it, and makes the catch in stride. About 15 steps in front of the warning track for the second out here in the fourth. The really good thing about Fetterman's last outing, after obviously allowing the runs, was he didn't walk anybody. Struck out two over the course of that start. Went six. That was a career high. In the zone, inducing a lot of weak contacts. Man at first, two outs. Here's Felix Stevens, eighth man in the order. First pitch, he swings and rips one out to left. Prado going back, left fielder looks up, and that's gone. Home run ball bites Daniel Fetterman. The seventh long ball he's allowed in the season. And Pelicans strike first. It's 2-0 here in the fourth. Stevens with his fifth homer of the year. Now it's just a hanging slider from Fetterman, and Stevens pounced on it. Now three straight starts for Fetterman that he's allowed a homer, and now in four of his past five outings, he's allowed a homer as well. Here's Ethan Hearn, the ninth batter. Takes outside with a changeup for ball one. Hearn doubled his first time up. Bases clear, two outs. Bottom of the fourth, it's now 2-0 Myrtle Beach. Fetterman, the windup, here it comes. Swung on and fouled at the plate off the mask of the catcher, Monte Cohn. 1-1. Home plate umpire Juan Gomez will dust off home plate, give Monte Cohn a little bit of a second catch his breath there after getting drilled. Counts even at 1 on Hearn. Fetterman looking to bounce back here. Winds up, here's the pitch. Swung on and dribbled foul up the first base side. Down in front of a changeup, 1-2. And although this isn't a big inning, by any stretch of the imagination, I can't remember the last time that Fetterman gave up just a single run in a frame. Unfortunately for Fetterman, it's consistently been crooked numbers on the board. And a lot of zeros surrounding them, which is strange. 1-2. Slider outside counts even at 2. His last two outings, Charleston and Fredericksburg, he's given up four runs in each of them, and all four came in just one inning. 2-2. Hearn swings and fouls it back out of play. Stays alive and the count's 2-2. Four in the first against Fredericksburg on May the 20th, four in the second at Charleston on the 26th. It's been a consistent trend this season, too. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gone with a changeup, floating down and away. Fetterman rings up Hearn for the final out of the fourth. With the damage done, Felix Stevens with a line shot out to left, a two-run homer. On to the fifth, it's now Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the fifth, Shorebirds now trailing the Pelicans 2-0. Moises Ramirez leads it off for the Shorebirds, and the first pitch from Tyler Slaper in the fifth is fouled back for strike one. 6-7-8, two up for Delmarva. Ramirez struck out against Slaper his first time up. Slaper, through four innings thus far, has given up just two hits, two singles, 0-1. Breaking ball way outside, 1-1. Slaper has struck out six and now works into the fifth inning for the first time this season. Hadn't gone beyond four to this point. Gone four innings four times. Oh, 1-1 to Ramirez. Chopped over the third base bag. Loved by the third baseman Triantos. And his throw to first is dropped by the first baseman Stevens. In and out of Stevens' mitt. Can't hold on to it as Ramirez's shoulder met his glove. And Ramirez aboard to kick off the fifth on what presumably will be an error. The throw was going to beat Ramirez, but Stevens just couldn't put the squeeze on it at first. So a man at first here to kick off the fifth, first time that the Shorebirds have had the leadoff man on. And Schlaefer goes to the stretch now for Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter batting left. First delivery takes up high for ball one. Martinez grounded to first, his first time up. He has that hole open now with Ramirez at first. Stevens holds on the runner. The pitch, swing and a miss. Lay on a fastball, counts even at one. One. Fastball inside corner. Martinez can't pull the trigger. It's 1-2. Martinez with a two-run homer back on Sunday in his first game as a Shorebird. As the middle infield at double play depth, third baseman Triantos well off the line. 1-2. Down and in. Good eye, lays off, counts even at two. Ramirez at first to lead off the fifth. Shorebirds down 2-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on and just got a piece of it at the plate. Off the catcher, Hearn. Martinez able to stay alive, a little foul tip. Shorebirds trying to avoid losing back-to-back games to open a series for what would be the second straight road swing. Lost two last week to open up the series with Charleston. Lost game one last night here in Myrtle Beach. The pitch, Ramirez swings and misses. Fastball inside. Can't catch up to it. Seventh strikeout of the game for Schlaefer. And there's one away here in the fifth. They have now given Ramirez a hit, which is a little bit surprising, but boys, this with a base hit. Now Aronson Placencia, right-handed batter. Ramirez still at first, one out. Schlaefer set just below the letters, fires home, and the fastball's on the outside corner for strike one. 2-0 Pelicans, top of the fifth. Two-run homer for Felix Stevens in the last half inning. Getting the scoring started. 0-1. This is down and away, 1-1. Shorebirds, although last night they scored five runs, a little bit of a misnomer. 1-1. Sensia takes in the dirt, 2-1. Three of those came with two outs in the ninth, and two of them actually scored on an error, plus one. Luis Valdez hit a grounder to first, got by the first baseman. The throw in was then wild, allowing another run to score. 2-1 to Placencia. Fastball's way outside, 3-1. It's the wildest we've seen Schlaefer on the night. Hasn't walked anybody. Down the count, 3-1 here on Placencia. Ramirez at first, Aronson eighth in the order. Didn't homer last year the pitch. He takes high ball four as he checks his swing. Check that. They're going to call it a strike. It peeled out to second. They say Plasencia win. He had already tossed the bat back to the dugout. So the bat boy comes and gives it back to him. And the count full. First glance looked like Plasencia held up in time. Guess not. 3-2 on him. Man at first. One out. Top five. Payoff pitch. He swings and misses. Down on strikes. And it's from a walk to a K and a pitch. Eighth strikeout of the game for Schlaefer. That ties a career high. And there's two away here in the fourth. Or here in the fifth, beg your pardon. Frieza Michel Montecone. Montecone grounded to short his first time up. Right-handed batter square stance. Pitch home. He swings and ropes it on the ground to short right at Made. Shortstop gloves, goes the short way to second to force out Ramirez and end the fifth. Halfway home, Shorebirds in the hole trail the Pelicans 2-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Halfway home, on to the bottom of the fifth. It's Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing. So glad you could join us here on a gorgeous Wednesday night here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 82 degrees right now. Daniel Fetterman back out to work. Gave up two runs in the fourth. Hot, muggy one. Two-run homer he allowed to Felix Stevens. The seventh homer that Fetterman has now given up on the year. It's come in just now 37 innings. Rate of about 1.25 per nine. Standard rate's usually about a half. Top of the order here for the Pelicans, Ezekiel Pagan leads it off. Left-handed batter, righty Fetterman works in the first base side of the rubber. A quick windup, fires it home. Pagan lays down the bunt out in front of the plate. Montecone grabs it, catcher throws to first, just in time to get Pagan. That is a nice play by Michel Montecone. Springs out of the crouch, pounces on the baseball with a bare hand, fires a dart to first, and gets Pagan for the first out here in the fifth. Myrtle Beach has been very aggressive at trying to lay down bunts in this game. They've been successful once with Jacob Wetzel bunting for a base hit. They've had another bunt roll foul off of the bat of Juan Mora, and right there Pagan gets thrown out. It is now it's Mora's turn to hit. 1-for-2 with the double. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Two runs, four hits, one error for the Pelicans. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Shorebirds. Pitch home, fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Fetterman, a four pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slider, changeup. Mora, big crouch from the right side. The pitch, swing and a miss. Can't connect on the slider, down and away. It's 1-2. Had a great interview with Fetterman after his last outing, dissecting what happened against Charleston, both the good and bad. 1-2. Swung on and grounded right back up the middle by the stab of Martinez at second. And on into center field, a base hit. That was right over the second base bag. Martinez nearly flagged it down. Backhand reach, not enough, and Mora, a two-hit game. Fetterman said the main thing is he's calling his own pitches, thinking for himself. And he said he's still trying to learn kind of the ins and outs of it as far as making the right decisions in the right spots. Thinking along with the hitter and not trying to outthink yourself. Man at first, one out. Here's James Triantos, three-hole hitter. First pitch, he shows bunt, draws it back, and a breaking ball in there for a called strike. So even Triantos out of the three slot, showing bunt. Triantos on the year hitting 304, 772 OPS. Homer 17 driven in. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. Fastball up and away, snap throw back to first, and Mora back in standing. Mora hasn't attempted to steal this season, despite his small stature, not exactly the fastest guy on the base paths. 5'9", 175. Fetterman from the belt. Kicks and throws home. Breaking ball is down and away, 2-1. Lights starting to turn on as the sun has begun to set just over our heads beyond the press box. Sky starting to turn a little pinkish hue as the crowd gets into it here in the fifth. Throw over to first, and Mora just back in standing, keeps a toe on the base. As it looked like Mora maybe brought his right foot off for a split sec. Chris Janke, the field umpire, shakes his head at Moises Ramirez, says no, it stayed on. 2-1 on Triantos, 2-0 Pelicans, bottom of the fifth. Pitch home. And fastball's a little high, 3-1. Looks like Myrtle Beach has somebody up out in their bullpen. Highly doubt Schlaefer will come back out for the sixth after going a career-high 5 already. 3-1. Triantos swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side in front of the Pelicans. Dugout, first baseman Ramirez calls for it and makes the catch for the second out here in the fifth. Good pitch there by Fetterman, getting up and in on Triantos. It's now two outs, a man still at first base, and Kevin Alcantara, the cleanup man. Alcantara 0-for-1, a walk and a stolen base. Big right-handed batter. Fetterman high leg kick, the pitch. Challenged him with a fastball, got away with it. Swings through it. Top of the zone at 93 for strike one. Fetterman will mostly sit 89 to 93. Hands together at the belt. Mora at first, two outs. Pitch home, Mora runs. Alcantara swings and misses. Monte Cones throw to second. Not in time. Had to fire it from his knees. And Mora with a feed first slide in ahead of the throw. As he swipes second, his first stolen base of the season. Counts 0-2 on Alcantara. And Fetterman a pitch away from getting out of the jam. And Mora came in a little lame to second, but the trainer who was coming out gets waved off by Mora. He says, nope, I'm good, don't worry about me. Thumbs up, says he's all good to go. He just actually, from the looks of it, tore a hole in the back of his pants. And now Fetterman steps off and wants to go through the signs again. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 0-2 on Alcantara, two outs in the fifth. Man at second, and now time called. Hitter Alcantara wants a second to think things over. Ready to go again. Fetterman shakes off a couple of times, now says yes. He's set, 0-2. And Alcantara swings and misses, chases the Frisbee slider down and out of the zone. Fetterman with his second strikeout of the ball game. Strands a man at second to end the fifth. On to the sixth, it's Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth, Shorebirds trailing the Pelicans 2-0, and a technical call of the bullpen kicks off the sixth inning for Myrtle Beach. Jose Miguel Gonzalez takes over for Tyler Schlaefer, who goes five innings of shutout baseball, allows just two hits, no walks, eight strikeouts. They have removed the hit that was given to Moises Ramirez and changed that to an E3. So just two hits allowed by Schlaefer in line for what would be his first win of the season. Jose Miguel Gonzalez on for him as the top of the order here for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it off. Righty into his windup. The first pitch to Valdez is down and into the backstop for ball one. Gonzalez 6'2", 173 out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. 24 years old, making his 10th appearance of the season. First base out of the rubber, winds and fires, and Valdez a high chopper to first, speared by the first baseman Stevens in the backhand, throws to first, not in time. Valdez flying down the line, beats the pitcher Gonzalez to the base as he wins the foot race, and that's a leadoff single here in the sixth. That was a heck of a play by Stevens, ranging far to his right. As if he doesn't get to it, I think that sneaks into right field, so he gave his pitcher a shot at the out, but just not over the bag in time. Gonzalez hit him, or rather Stevens hit Gonzalez in stride with a throw. So a man at first here in the sixth, nobody out, and Elio Prado the batter. Right on right matchup. Gonzalez set the pitch, and Prado fouls it back and out of play for strike one. In 28 innings, Gonzalez has struck out 33, walked 19. 22 hits, 16 runs, 14 earned. He is 5-0 with a 4.50 ERA. Second year here with Myrtle Beach. 0-1. Valdez runs. Prado swings and misses. The throw to second is in time. On the money from Hearn, the catcher, put it right on the bag. Nora was there, applied the tag right into the sliding Valdez. Luis caught for the first time in this road trip, just the fourth time this season. Wasn't the best jump in the world. There's one out, now nobody on. The pitch, and Prado sends it out of play. We stay at 0-2. Elio 1-for-2 with a single back in the first. Shorebirds just three hits in the game, all singles. Gonzalez the windup, the pitch. Fastball down and away straight to the backstop. 1-2. Gonzalez has an affinity for throwing to the backstop. He has 22 wild pitches. Over the course of his Pelicans career, that is third most in Pelicans history. 1-2. Fastball is way high, and the count's even at 2. 2-0 Pelicans, top of the sixth. Game two of the series. Shorebirds dropped opener 7-5 to Myrtle Beach. Pelicans, the best team in the Carolina League, so the Shorebirds certainly have a tall order. It's been a rough road trip. 2-2. Prado fouls off another. Stays alive. Count even at 2. First up against Charleston, dropping 5 out of 6. Second best team in the league, and now they get to face the best in Myrtle Beach. 2-2. Prado takes in the dirt, and the count's full. Gonzalez with a four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup, cutter. Payoff pitch. Prado gets under it and fouls it out of play.
back to our right. And the count stays full at 3-2. One out, nobody on, top of the sixth. Pelicans protecting a two-run lead. 3-2 again. Prado takes a called strike three. On the outside corner, Prado can't believe the call. He dances around the box, shakes his head on his way back to the dugout. Gonzalez rings them up, and there's two out here in the sixth. Now Mishael Desone, two out, nobody on. First pitch, Desone takes a breaking ball inside corner for a called strike. Desone 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth. That actually snapped Tyler Schlaefer's string of 9 in a row retired. 0-1, swung on and missed, curveball in the dirt. It's 0-2. 0-2 pitch to Desone. He swings and hits it in the air to deep right field towards the corner. Wetzel over towards the line, gets under it, and puts it away with one hand for the final out here in the sixth. Shorebird's going to lead off single, but after a caught stealing, Gonzalez faces the minimum. On to the bottom of the sixth, it's still Myrtle Beach 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Bottom of the sixth about to start. It's still the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 2 and the Delmarva Shorebirds nothing. The only scoring in this game, a Felix Stevens two-run homer back in the fourth. Daniel Fetterman back out for the sixth, his third inning out of the bullpen. First pitch to Kevin Mate. It's a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. 5, 6, and 7 do up for Myrtle Beach. Fetterman stranded a runner out at second in the fifth. Righty into his windup, the 0-1. Mate swings and pops it back and out of play. 0-2. Mate 0-for-1 in the game has walked and grounded to short. Right-handed batter. Wiggles the bat a touch behind his head. The 0-2. Swung on and roped foul down the third base line on the ground. Count stays at 0-2. Update from the Birdland system for you, and it's not a good one. Unfortunately, Norfolk, who is beating Jacksonville 5-1, they have seen Grayson Rodriguez depart that game. After he was pitching really well, 0-2, Mate breaks his bat on a pop-up right to the mound. Fetterman calling for it, and the pitcher puts it away for the first out here in the sixth. Good job by Fetterman taking control. That pop-up did not have a lot of hang time, and that was really only his play to make. But anyways, from Norfolk, Grayson Rodriguez has exited after 5 2/3. After 5-plus, I should say, as B.J. Murray stands in, left-handed batter, one out, nobody on the first pitch. Change up down the middle for strike one. Apparently, his velocity on the warm-up pitch dropped from 97 down to 89. Pitching coach Justin Ramsey, trainer and manager came out as well, and they decided Grayson would leave the game. 0-1. Backdoor slider finds it locked, 1-1. And Grayson out of the game. We don't have another update for you. As soon as we have one, we'll obviously pass it along. But not the greatest news in the world that we were looking for here on Wednesday night. 1-1, tapped foul up the first base side by Murray, counts 1-2. Murray was hit by a pitch by Fetterman back in the fourth and came around to score on the Stevens 2-run homer. One out, nobody on, bottom six. It's still 2-0 Pelicans. One, two delivery. Slider rolled on the ground to second on the third high hop. Martinez gloves, throws to first, and retires Murray on the 4-3 putout. Two out, nobody on for Jacob Wetzel. Line to center his first time up. Squeezing the rest of the Birdland scores for you. Bowie leading Altoona 5-2. Zach Peek with four shutout innings. Shelton Perkins trying to close the door there. Aberdeen currently being no hit by Hudson Valley. First pitch to Wetzel. Slider down and away for ball one. It's 7-0 Renegades in the top of the sixth. Peter Van Loon on for the Birds out of the pen. And the Big League Orioles against Seattle. 1-0. Swing and a miss out in front of a changeup. Wetzel can't connect. 1-1. It's 3-1 Orioles. Rufnado Odor, the three-run shot out into the flag court. Wetzel, left-handed batter. Outfield straight away, the 1-1. Changeup floats off the outside edge, 2-1. Wetzel singled, back in the second, a bunt base hit, then flied to center off of Fetterman. Daniel making his second pass through the Pelicans lineup here. 2-1 delivery. Swung on and popped out of play, third base side, and the count's 2-2. 2-0 Myrtle Beach over Delmarva, last of the sixth. Wetzel at the plate. And Fetterman to the back of the mound, gets some rosin on his hands. Hot and humid out there. Sun has started to set, but temperature still hasn't dropped below 80 yet. 82 right now down on the field. Bluish pink hue up above with the waning sun. 2-2 pitch. Wetzel reaches for it and pops it in the air. Foul out of play, third base side. And we stay at 2-2. Two and two on Wetzel, open stance, chokes up on the bat. Black barrel, natural grain handle. Fetterman, the windup, here comes. And it's a swing and a miss, out in front of a changeup. Fetterman pulls the string and gets his third strike out of the game to fire a 1-2-3-6. On to the seven, and still the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 2 and the Delmarva Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds in some dire need of offense trail the Pelicans 2-0. Trenton Craig leads it off. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Birds against Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Righty into his windup, his first pitch to Craig is swatted out of play right field side for strike one. Craig, the DH, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Jose Miguel Gonzalez and Tyler Schlaefer combining for now 6 shutout innings. The pitch, slider on the inside corner, it's 0-2. Schlaefer went 5 shutout. Gonzalez pitched the 6th, didn't allow a run. 0-2. Down and in with breaking ball. The count's 1-2. Shorebirds with Right now, just four base runners in the game, three singles and an error. Two other base hits have been infield singles. Only one hit has reached the outfield. That was DeSone's single in the fourth. 1-2. Craig swings and misses a half-hearted cut at a breaking ball down and away. He's down on strikes to open seven. Really seemed like the Shorebirds offense had turned a corner last week against Charleston. That was a good pitching staff. And the Shorebirds, although not consistently, were able to put together some good at-bats, score some runs, scratch across a couple of tallies and key moments. So far against Myrtle Beach, it's been rough. First pitch to Albert Romero is a changeup that misses in for ball one. Romero 0-2. Pop up and a fly out to left. 1-0. Romero takes off the outside corner, 2-0. Romero working on an 8-game hit streak. Trying to keep it going here today. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, 2-0. Roped on the ground, foul off the Shorebirds dugout third base side. Way out in front, 2-1. Romero high, black socks, digs back in. White batting gloves, hands behind his head, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cuts through a fastball up and out of the zone. Loses his helmet. It was such a hefty hack. And the count's even at 2. Base is empty. 1 out, top of the 7th. Pelicans up 2-0. The pitch. Romero tries to check his swing, but the home plate umpire Juan Gomez says he went around. Down on strikes. Back-to-back punch outs for Gonzalez here to open 7. He's got 3 in the game. Two outs, nobody on, and Moises Ramirez, the batter. He is 0-2, reached on an error his last time up. First pitch home. Ramirez takes on the outside corner for strike one. Looked to be a couple of inches off, maybe a little low too. Gonzalez in a groove out in the mound, the 0-1. Fastball, same spot this time, doesn't get the call. 1-1. Ramirez crowds the plate. Nearly right on the chalk line in front of the dish. 1-1. Ramirez swings and misses. Hard breaking ball down and away. It's 1-2. Well, 90 mile an hour. Almost looks like a slider. Probably more of a cutter from Gonzalez. 1-2. Hard grounder right back up the middle and by the dive of Mora at second into center, a base hit. Good two-strike hitting from Ramirez. Went down and got it down and away. Swats it into center for a base hit. Stops the roll to Gonzalez, who had retired 4 in a row, 3 by strikeout. That brings up Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Martinez has grounded to first and struck out swinging tonight. This is his first look at Gonzalez. Gonzalez from the first base side of the rubber comes set. Hands at the belt. High leg kick, the pitch. And Martinez takes a fastball, belt high inside corner for strike one. I'm not sure if it's something they do on purpose or not, but both Martinez and Monte Cohn have consistently had their left back pocket turned out, the pitch. Change up down and away, 1-1. Notes it with Monte Cohn, and it seems like that's just because that's where he keeps his batting gloves, and whenever he grabs him, he turns it inside out. But for Martinez, I think it might be deliberate. 1-1. Down low with an off-speed pitch, he lays off 2-1. As he keeps his protective oven mitt for his hand in his right pocket, but nothing in the left, which means he has to turn it inside out himself. 2-1. He swings and misses a huge rip at a fastball inside, counts even at 2. 2 outs, Shorebirds down 2-0, top of the 7. Ramirez at first, Gonzalez ready on the hill, comes set. Light kick, here it comes. Fastball's down and in, and the count's full. Ramirez will get a head jump from first. Outfield playing straight away, infield straight up. Stevens still holds him on. Runner goes, payoff pitch, and it's outside, ball 4. Martinez works the walk, the first free pass that the Myrtle Beach pitching staff has issued tonight. And there's 2 on with 2 out for Aronson Placencia. Placencia 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. It's now 11 strikeouts for him in 17 at-bats. That means, given the fact that he has four hits, he's only put the ball in play once. Outside of that, two on, two out. Pitch to Plasencia. He swings and misses, breaking ball down and away, blocked by Hearn under his feet. Beg your pardon, actually two times Plasencia has put the ball in play, and now it's been recorded. He's walked just once. Continue was a trend from last year. He struck out 42 times in 33 games down in the FCL. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch. He swings and slashes it out of play, right field side. Quickly down the count, 0-2. Shorebirds down 2-0, top of the seventh. Ramirez at second, Martinez at first. It's 0-2 on Plasencia. Slightly closed stance, hands held high. Gonzalez from the belt. Looks to second. Now down the hill, the 0-2. And Plasencia takes a breaking ball in on his feet. Ball and two strikes. One and two the count. Tying run at first, 2 outs in the seventh. The pitch, and Plasencia, a weak roller foul near the third base coach's box. Nice play by Felipe Rojas Jr., Bird's manager. Showing off the hands. Runners return to their bases, and Plasencia still in the hole, 1-2. Ramirez a 2-out single, Martinez then walked. Now Plasencia, 2-0 Pelicans, top of the seventh. Pitch, fastball's way outside, and Plasencia's worked it even, 2-2. Shorebird trying to steal a game early in this series against the best team in the Carolina League. Dropped game one last night, trying to even it tonight. 2-2. Plasencia swings and misses. Fastball down and away at 95. Gonzalez finally rings him up. Strikes out three in the seventh. And strands two aboard in the process. Time to stretch. On to bomb the seventh. It's still Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the seventh. Myrtle Beach Pelicans leading the Delmarva Shorebirds 2-0. 8-9-1 due up against Daniel Fetterman. Felix Stevens leads it off. He is responsible for both runs in the game. Fetterman's first pitch to him is a hard chopper to third. On the first hop, Plasencia grabs it. Third baseman fires across the diamond. And Fetterman extracts a little revenge on Stevens. Gets him to ground out here to lead off the seventh on one pitch. Stevens blasted a two-run homer over the wall in left center. His last time up against Fetterman. Only runs to come home tonight. 2-0 Pelicans, one out bottom seven, and Ethan Hearn now the batter. Ninth place hitters, 1-for-2 with the double. Left-handed hitter, pitch home. He swings and ropes it deep down the right field line towards the corner. That's a foul ball. Hooked it down the line, didn't stay fair. Would have been extra bases. Strike one. Jogs himself back to the plate, and while he does, let's get you a Carolina League scoreboard update. Division-leading Lynchburg Hellcats. Or rather, the potentially division-leading Lynchburg Hellcats, I should say. Who are a half game back. The Carolina Mudcats are playing Carolina at home. And the Hellcats lead the Mudcats 5-3 in the bottom of sixth. 0-1 to Hearn. Backdoor slider misses down and away 1-1. Top of the seventh from down east, Charleston with a 4-1 lead over the Wood Ducks. River Dogs gave up 10-plus in last night's game to down east. 1-1. Swing and a miss, change up down and away 1-2. I have to imagine that's the first time this year Charleston's given up 10-plus in back-to-back games. Salem shutting out Columbia. It's 6-0 Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth. Fredericksburg demolishing Fayetteville as Fetterman into his wind and Hearn calls time, steps out. It's 11-0 Fred Nats. T.J. White with a grand slam as part of a 7-run fifth. 1-2 pitch. Change up, misses away. Counts even at 2. And Kannapolis, a 5-3 lead on Augusta. Right now in the top of the 7th. 2-2 on Hearn. Fetterman's pitch. And he just gets a piece of it, dribbles it to the backstop. Count stays at 2-2. Fetterman kicks at the dirt on the rubber. First base side. And now Monte Cone, the catcher, calls time. He couldn't get on the same page signs-wise. And they did grant Monte Cone time as the clock was expiring. As he said, he needed to get on the same page for signs. So the count stays at 3-2. The pitch. Hearn fouls it back. And we stay at 3-2. Payoff pitch again. Hearn takes down and away, ball four. Great at bat by the nine-hole hitter. Works, Fetterman grinds him down. Draws the walk. And he's aboard at first with one out here in the seventh. Lineup flips the top and Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan is 0-3, struck out twice and was thrown out trying to bunt his last time up by the catcher, Monte Cone. Man at first, one out. It's 2-0 Pelicans, bottom seven. Fetterman's pitch. He shows bunt again and drops it down back to the mound. Fetterman picks it up with a bare hand, slings it to first in time to get Pagan. Up to second on the sacrifice goes Hearn. Now in scoring position for Juan Mora. Mora 2-for-3 tonight. He's singled and doubled. Back in the fifth is base hit coming off of Fetterman. Ground ball back up the middle. This time Martinez, the second baseman, shades up the middle to hold the runner close. Outfield straight away. 2 outs, bottom seven. Myrtle Beach 2, Delmarva nothing. Fetterman hands the belt. High leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball snaps onto the inside corner. A slurvy one. 78 for strike one. Mora, a good amount of squat in his stance. Shin guard on the front shin. Hands behind his head. Monte Cone sets up down and away. Fetterman's pitch. Breaking ball chopped foul at the plate to the backstop. That one hung a little. Mora couldn't connect on it though, and it's quickly 0-2. So 0-2 on Juan Mora. Man out at second, 2 outs, bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds right now trailing at 2-0. Can't really afford to fall behind by any more. 0-2 pitch. And Mora pounds it off his leg in the box. Fouls it off, stays alive. Fetterman wants to stop the puck here. Middle of the order due up next. James Triantos, third baseman and three-hole hitter, the on-deck circle. Man, it's second, 2 outs, bottom seven. Pelicans already leading it 2-0. Fetterman stares out at second. Now throws home. And Mora laces it foul down the third baseline. Out in front of an off-speed pitch. And the count's still 0-2. Now the question is for Fetterman. It seems like Mora is on his breaking stuff, but he's still out ahead of it. Throw a fastball, maybe. All of a sudden, his timing's right on it. Don't want to speed up his bat. Still 0-2. Here it comes. And Fetterman went to the fastball up and out of the zone, and Mora swings through it. Strikes out, ends the seventh, and Fetterman strands Herna at second to end the threat. On to the eighth. Shorebirds trailing the Pelicans 2-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, getting late for the Shorebirds as they trail the Pelicans 2-0. Michael Montecone leads it off, shows bunt, and takes a fastball down low from Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Out for his third inning from the bullpen. He's thrown two scoreless, has struck out four, given up two hits and a walk. 9-1-2 here in the eighth for the Birds, the 1-0. Montecone takes up and away for ball two. Montecone added back to the Shorebirds roster today, but he does have a couple of streaks ongoing with Delmarva. 2-0. He swings and pops it out of play. First base side. Counts 2-1. He's got a six-game hit streak ongoing. It predates his multiple transactions that took him from Bowie to Aberdeen. And on top of a hitting streak, Montecone also on an eight-game on-base streak. 9 for his last 24 with the Shorebirds. He's 0-2 tonight. 2 ground outs to short. 2-0. Fastball is high for ball three. 3-1. Should have said the 2-1 there. So 3-1 on Montecone. Leading off the top of the eighth. Birds down 2-0. The 3-1. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 3-2. Top of the order, Luis Valdez on deck. 3-2 to Montecone. He swings and fouls it back. Count remains at 3-2. Payoff pitch from Gonzalez again, and Montecone takes a called strike three at the knees inside corner. He'd already dropped his bat, went to take off his shin guard. Gonzalez rings him up, and that's the first out here in the eighth. 5 strikeouts now for Gonzalez out of the pen. 13 combined between Schlaefer and Gonzalez. Top of the order, here's Luis Valdez. He was the first to face Gonzalez. Laid down an infield single, but then was thrown out trying to steal second. First pitch, Heater is down low for ball one. Third baseman Triantos plays in on the grass. Outfield shades Valdez the other way. 1-0. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. One pitch. Valdez, a weak hack, breaking ball down and away. 1-2. Two runs, five hits, one error for Myrtle Beach. No runs, four hits, no errors for Delmarva. The pitch, Valdez just gets a piece of it. Hits it softly to the backstop. Count stays at 1-2. Shorebirds, four hits in the game, all singles. Myrtle Beach has made the most of their five hits, a double and a homer. 1-2. Valdez ropes it on the ground to first, stumbling the first baseman Stevens collects it and flips the pitcher covering Gonzalez at first for the 3-1 putout. Stevens nearly twisted himself into not bending down to field that grounder. Stuck with it though, retires Valdez, and there's two away here in the eighth. Brings up Elio Prado. Prado 1-for-3. Now 9 hits with the Shorebirds. 9 for his first 27. All 9 hits singles. First pitch. Fastball down and in for ball 1. Prado right-handed batter against the righty on the mound. That's Gonzalez. And now the catcher Hearn calls time. Heads out to the mound to chat with Gonzalez. Try to get on the same page signs-wise. So they chatted up with the count 1-0 on Prado. It's strange for them that they get to this point in the inning and then all of a sudden they can't decide what they want as far as pitching goes or pitch selection goes. Home plate umpire Juan Mora breaks it up. We'll get back to the action. Last time that the Shorebirds were shut out, happened just twice, a 1-0 in there for a strike to Prado, 1-1. Back on May the 10th against Salem. 1-1 pitch. Prado takes down and away. Counts 2-1. You might remember that was the 1-0 loss for Delmarva. Back on Tuesday to open that series, Tuesday morning game. Gonzalez the rock, the 2-1. And Prado pops it up. Center of the diamond, pitcher Gonzalez calling for it, and he puts it away, albeit barely, in the palm of his glove. Prado retired. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Jose Miguel Gonzalez. On to the bottom of the eighth, it's Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moment's grand. We show how much we care. Want so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
And enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds trailing Myrtle Beach Pelicans 2-0. And Dan Fetterman will try to keep it a two-run game before the ninth. Heart of the order due up, though, 3, 4, and 5. First pitch to James Triantos is swung on and hit high in the air to right, chasing DeSohn back in front of the warning track. He puts it away, and Triantos retired on one pitch to open up the eighth. Bat dog slider comes out and collects the bat out in the field. Grabs by the handle. It's a good boy. And now he's stuck at home plate. Doesn't know where to go. Everybody pointing for him to go back to the dugout. Will he make his way there? The crowd's cheering him on. Come on, Slider, do it. He's making his way. He got it. Slider all the way back to the dugout. That is a very good boy. One out here in the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds trailing the Pelicans 2-0. First pitch to Kevin Alcantara. He swings and rolls it on the ground right to the shortstop Romero. He gobbles it up, throws to first, and Alcantara retired. Two pitches and two outs for Dan Fetterman here in the eighth. This is probably the best that Fetterman has looked in quite some time. Really building upon how he ended his outing against Charleston. Now here against Myrtle Beach, missing a lot of bats, a lot of weak contact. The only blemish, the two-run homer to Felix Stevens, which right now is the difference in this game. So two outs, nobody on. Here's Kevin Mate. He's 0-2. Fetterman's first pitch to him. He thought about swinging, but lays off on a slider outside corner for strike one. 2-0 Pelicans leading the Shorebirds, bottom of the eighth. Mate, 5-0 hitter, the 0-1. He swings and hits a chopper out to short on the third hop. Romero ranging up the middle, grabs it. Shortstop fires the first, retires Mate. And it's a four-pitch eighth inning for Daniel Fetterman. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need 2 to tie, 3 to take the lead. It's Myrtle Beach 2, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds here from Myrtle Beach. It's Pelicans 2 and the Shorebirds nothing. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Delmarva. Michael DeSohn leads it off. And the first pitch to him, DeSohn swings and fouls it back for strike one. DeSohn 1-for-3. Faced Gonzalez back in the sixth, flat out to right against him. 0-1 pitch. DeSohn a half-hearted swing and a slider down and away. And it's quickly 0-2. Tyler Schlaefer went the first five for Myrtle Beach. Struck out 8. The pitch, fastball called, strike 3. Outside corner, maybe. Belt high. And there's one out here in the ninth. 6 strikeouts for Gonzalez. 14 total for Pelicans pitching tonight. Here's Trenton Craig, first pitch. He swings and misses late on the fastball for strike one. Craig 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. One of those against Gonzalez. One out, nobody on, top of the ninth. The pitch. He swings and rockets it over top of the Pelicans' dugout first base side. Thank goodness for the net. And it's 0-2. 0-2. Craig takes inside, counts 1-2. 2-0 Pelicans, top of the ninth. Game 2 of this series. Pelicans took the opener last night, 7-5. The pitch. Craig swings and bounds it off himself in the box. Counts 1-2. Albert Romero on deck. Shorebirds just one base runner away from bringing the tying run to the plate. Trail it 2-0. 1-2 pitch. Craig takes a called strike three. Outside corner or thereabout. Craig says a few words to Juan Gomez on his way back to the dugout. The Birds benches hollering at Gomez. He tells them to put a cork in it. And there's two outs here in the ninth. Seven strikeouts now for Gonzalez. And Albert Romero, the last hope for the Birds. 2 outs, nobody on, top nine, the pitch. Fastball is high for ball one. Romero on an 8-game hit streak. Needs a base knock here to extend it. He's 0 for 3. Right on right matchup, the 1-0. He swings and rips it on the ground, foul down the third baseline. It's 1-1. Two runs, five hits, one error for Myrtle Beach. No runs, four hits, and no errors for Delmarva. 1-1 on Noelbert Romero. Gonzalez, the rock, here comes. Fastball down and away in the dirt, 2-1. 15 strikeouts combined between Schlaefer and Gonzalez. They've given up just four hits, four singles, and one walk. Dominant outing. 2-1. Romero swings and foul tips it, held on to by Hearn. And the Shorebirds down to their final strike in danger of losing the first two to open this series. 2-2 pitch. Romero hits in the air, deep down the right field line towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Slices into the corner, wrong side of the chalk. Count remains at 2-2. Takes his time back in at the plate. Three velcros his batting gloves, digs in. Gonzalez the rock, the 2-2 again. And Romero pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Triantos gives it a look, but it's into the seats right behind the Shorebirds dugout. And the count stays at 2-2. Two nothing Pelicans, top of the ninth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, Romero takes downstairs, and he's worked it full. He gets on, the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Moises Ramirez. Break even pitch, Romero swings, chops it on the ground to short, in comes Mate, shortstop gloves, sets his feet, throws to first, retires Romero, and that's the ball game. Shoreburg shut out for the third time this season. As the Pelicans combine between Tyler Schlaefer and Jose Miguel Gonzalez to pitch a 2-0 shutout. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the other side on the postgame show. Your final score tonight, it's the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 2 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 0. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com.
Welcome back to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, here at TicketReturn.com Field. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Shorebirds shut out for the third time this season as they start June off not the way that they would have hoped for, a 2-0 loss to Myrtle Beach here in game two of this six-game set. Shorebirds just offensively never got anything going tonight. Four hits, all singles. They had one at-bat with the runner in scoring position, worked one walk. One time they tried to put something in motion, Luis Valdez was caught stealing. Just whatever it was tonight for the Shorebirds, Tyler Schlaefer and Jose Miguel Gonzalez had an answer for. Give you a game recap here. In the early going, Carter Baumler dueled with Tyler Schlaefer. Baumler worked around some danger in the first two frames, stranding the bases loaded in the first, man at second in the second, and then fired a 1-2-3 third. He's now up to six scoreless innings to begin his professional career. Struck out four tonight, walked two. He has struck out nine over his first two outings. Schlaefer went five shutout to begin his evening. Allowed just two hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out eight. Pelicans finally got on the board. Only time any runs would score in this game in the fourth. Felix Stevens, a two-run homer out to left off of Daniel Fetterman. And after that, Fetterman locked right back in. Again, tonight it wasn't quite as brutal of a big inning that Fetterman allowed, but it was just the one crooked number. After that, Fetterman allowed just one more hit, one more single in the fifth. He ended up retiring. Final five that he faced, he walked one, struck out four. Just about as good as I've seen Dan Fetterman pitch this season. Just a shame it came in a loss. Shorebird's offense couldn't supply him with anything as he went five innings here tonight, backing up the six that he threw last week against Charleston. Shorebirds never even had a real shot late in order to try to put a dent on the scoreboard. They had two on in the seventh, but Aaronson Placencia struck out swinging with two on and two out. Final seven batters, the Shorebirds ended up being retired as Myrtle Beach took a 2-0 win. Let's get you the final line score here in this one. For Delmarva, no runs, four hits, no errors. They strand five. Myrtle Beach, two runs, five hits, one error. They strand six. Tyler Schlaefer, his first win of the season. He's 1-3. Daniel Fetterman with his sixth loss of the year. He falls to 0-6. On the campaign. Jose Miguel Gonzalez gets the win, or gets the save, his first in his first opportunity as well. We started at 7:04, finished at 9:02. Time of game, 1 hour and 58 minutes, the shortest that the Shorebirds have played this season, in front of 3,122 fans here on the first day of June, Wednesday from Myrtle Beach. Shorebirds now 16-31 in the season. That is now a new low point, 15 games under 500. They are 8-18 on the road, and they have lost now two in a row. Myrtle Beach 34-13 on the year with the victory, 14-6 at home, and they have won back-to-back games here to open this week. Let's get you some scores from around town. First, the Carolina League. Shorebirds, one of the first to go final. Lynchburg, a 5-3 lead right now over Carolina. Lynchburg wins. They leapfrog the Mudcats in first place in the north. Charleston, a 10-2 lead over down east as they will try to keep pace with Myrtle Beach, now two games back at the top of the south. Salem and Columbia, it's the Red Sox 6 and the Fireflies 1. Fredericksburg, 11-3, they lead Fayetteville, currently beating up on the Woodpeckers. And Kannapolis, a 6-3 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets, right now in the top of the 9th. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's get you the Birdland scoreboard. Right now, Jacksonville has rallied back to tie it against Norfolk in what I assume is a pretty somber scene. Tied at 6 in the top of the 8th. Jacksonville, a 6-run 7th. Tides saw star prospect Grayson Rodriguez leave the game early after 5-plus, threw a pitch at 89 miles an hour. Things didn't look right. He was yanked from the game. We have not received an update yet as to exactly what happened or to the extent of the potential injury. As soon as we know, we'll probably tell you about that tomorrow. Other scores from Birdland: Bowie, a 5-3 win over Altoona. Connor Loprick, the win. Shelton Perkins, the save. Andrew Doshback with his 7th homer of the season. Aberdeen trailing Hudson Valley 7-0. Good news is Ironbirds aren't being no-hit anymore. Connor Norby with a base hit earlier in the game to break up the no-hit bid. And the Big League goes, leading Seattle 4-2. That's in the bottom of the 6th. Roofnet Odor, a 3-run homer. Austin Hayes with an RBI as well. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 3 of the series. Shorebirds put the ball in the hands of Juan De Los Santos to try to get him back on track. De Los is coming off of his worst outing of the season last week against Charleston. Try to right the ship. He is 1-5 with a 3.15 ERA. He is opposed by Luke Little, 1-1 with a 2.78 ERA. You might remember the fireballing southpaw running up there 99-100. So that should be a very good pitching matchup tomorrow. First pitch at 7.05. Free game show at 6:50. A reminder, just in case if anybody's listening, tomorrow will be my last broadcast of the week. I have some other things to attend to, so we will be without a broadcast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the final three games of the series. I will be out of town, unreachable, so we will link you to everything that Myrtle Beach provides broadcast-wise. Their broadcaster's name is Sam, so it'll feel like you're not even missing me. Sam Wiederhoff does a great job for the Pelicans, so when I am gone, you'll be able to tune into him, both on MILB.TV, as well as on the radio side of things as well. But we'll talk about that more tomorrow at the end of tomorrow's game as well. I'll also give a reminder during the pregame show tomorrow that I will be out of town the final three games of this series, so you'll have to do without me. Don't know how you'll survive, but I'm sure you'll find a way. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to the folks back in Salisbury who put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Once again, your final score here from Myrtle Beach, it's the Pelicans shutting out the Shorebirds 2-0. And until tomorrow at 6:50, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.